Hello kids, today the story is about presence of mind. Our parents are usually saying us, be alert, be cautious, whatever you are doing, just take your time and keep your mind in that. So why they are saying like this? So today our story moral is that presence of mind saves a lot. So let's start. What is in the story? So the name of the story is The Shepherd with the Presence of Mind. A very long ago, there is a king called Rajvarma. He was very, very, very much involved in arts. He just loved arts. He was a very good painter himself. Once he went over a cliff and started painting the beauty of nature. He became so engrossed in his painting and soon he completed. He stood back to have a look at it. The picture was beautifully ended. Rajvarma moved backward to have a long view of the picture. He kept on moving backwards that he forgot to notice that he had come to the very, very edge of the cliff. If he moved further, he would surely fall deep down from the cliff. At that moment, the Gokul, the shepherd boy, noticed the movement of Rajvarma. He had no time to shout at the king. So Gokul took a stone and threw at the picture. The picture got tore up. Rajvarma, who was enjoying the beauty of his picture, got annoyed. He turned with anger towards the Gokul and said, "You silly, foolish shepherd boy, how dare you throw a stone and tear my paintings?" Gokul replied very humbly, "Your majesty, would you kindly turn and look at your back?" Rajvarma turned and saw that he was on the brink of the cliff. He came to Gokul and thanked him for his timely help. So this story is about presence of mind. If Gokul failed to throw the stone, what happened to Rajvarma, right? So the story tells about the presence of mind saves a lot. So dear kids, we also have to be very cautious about what we are doing, right kids? So everyone, goodbye, good night, do take care of yourself.